Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, how you holding up down there, man? Crazy times right now.
It's crazy. It's surreal. But you know what? I'm a glass half full guy. Everything's going to be okay. I feel for those who... You know, paycheck that every day they miss a day of work, it cuts into them paying their rent and the rest. I'm hoping for them. I'm hoping for everybody's safety. But I believe everything's going to get back to healthy and normal. And hopefully everybody will catch back up in their financial world and that we'll all be safe and smart and that everything will be okay. And we can turn 2020 into a good year. So all is good, man.
If everybody's unselfish together, we have a better chance of all those things happening.
You know? Amen, my man. Amen.
Right. All right, much lighter note. Let's talk. You know, I think a lot of people thought initially it was a bad look to have free agency going. And I'm sure there's some people that are upset. I don't know how you feel, Sean, but I know for us and for a lot of the fans, we're happy to have this. This is the only distraction we have. And nobody's being negatively affected because, you know, it's not like these guys are getting together in person, making it worse for anybody else, you know?
Right. You're talking about that, yeah. You're talking about talking sports on the radio?
No, I'm saying
free agency.
Because there's free agency.
Yeah. And it kind of goes hand in hand. You know, I'm one of those guys that even if we didn't have free agency, you know what? If we don't have games, then it tests our mettle to find out that we're coming up with something other than, hey, what's your favorite food? Those are fun once in a while. Don't misunderstand, but we all do them. But you know what? I'm not a doctor. I'm not paid to updates, yes, but I'm not paid to give you an opinion on how somebody I don't know. So my job is to talk sports and. I'd love to thank the NFL for keeping on schedule so we can have this craziness of Brady moving and Phillip Rivers and Bill O'Brien's boneheaded trade. Yeah, it just gave us a couple more weeks of content. But, yeah, this is our time for sitting at home. There's a lot of sitting at home to try and entertain, make people laugh and smile, and quite frankly, give them – this is hardcore football stuff. Mm-hmm. We got some serious – this is as crazy offseason as we've had in a long time, and it's coming at a time when – I'm sure people kind of need it, to be honest with you. So I love it, and I'm glad we get to do it.
Yeah, it is funny. I mean, this time of year, I mean, if you don't have a basketball team that's in the mix, and of course you guys do, and we have, but not anymore. So we're talking a lot of Browns football, a lot of free agency stuff anyway. So this is kind of our sweet spot anyway. And we had some news yesterday, of course. You know, the Browns, they signed, at least allegedly, signed Jack Conklin, of course, Austin Hooper, a tight end from Atlanta. It seems like the Browns are trying to be pretty aggressive here, which is what they said they were going to do. Do you think that's the right call for the Cleveland Browns?
I do. I do because when, you know, you get an offensive lineman who's a stud, who's a good player, a former top draft pick, you get a tight end who, while high paid, is productive, and quarterbacks love tight ends, man.
Well, especially, Sean, too, I mean, Stefanski, what he did with Cousins in Minnesota specifically, all that 12 personnel, so many tight ends, that really helped Cousins. I'm guessing they want to do that with Baker.
There's no question. And think about it, guys, the 49ers, the Patriots have done it in the past. We're seeing a lot of teams that love to implement. I mean, the Texans have done it here, a two tight end. I mean, that type of personnel, which is – you can run it, and especially if you have versatile tight ends, which you guys got and can use a couple of them now, where you can throw it, you can play action. It's very good to – heck, you can line them up on both sides and run option. There's so many different ways to go about it, and Kevin's good at it. Yeah, it's an upgrade. Hell, yes, they should be excited. I look at this time of year now, it's tough because the draft isn't here, but you say, who's helping their team? I was on a show in Tennessee earlier. They're helping their team by what they've done. I mean, what they've done with the Indianapolis Colts, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There's the 49ers by getting the first-round draft. I mean, people are helping their team. The Cleveland Browns got two players better minimum with two guys that are going to start for their football team. And they need it. It's a good off-season start for them and two impactful players.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, let's talk about what your team did there. I've never been a fan of your head coach as a GM, and I don't think it improved. I don't know. What are everybody going nuts about this trade, or do you see it differently?
I said earlier today that, and you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but I'm not, and I can promise you this, I'd bet everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that, he's the most, and you guys, I told you that I've tried to defend Bill at times when maybe others said, Sean, you're nuts.
Sure.
Because it's a hard position to coach and general manager. I thought he had too much on his plate. Do you realize that if you lined up Jeff Luno, A.J. Hinch, and Bill O'Brien and said which one has to go now and which two would you keep? I'm talking about today. Bill O'Brien would be the one they'd push out of town. And I'm not kidding you. It's been tough. And I'm not just talking about as a GM. I'm talking about as a coach. And I said after the trade that the head coach should go punch the general manager right in the face. The problem is it'd have to be in a mirror because it's the same guy. And unfortunately, the owner upstairs, his father was a great man and a community guy. But he's immature still. And he's afraid to death of the head coach who runs the entire building. But stupid trade. Cut off the team at the knees. Got worse. You're supposed to enhance Baker Mayfield's players, which you've done. You're supposed to enhance the Colts with the quarterback, which you did. Deshaun Watson's supposed to have players. Watson may be the most important. But you know who the best player on this team's been for the last 5 years? And it ain't close.
Yeah.
It's been DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. So you gave him away for an aging running back who, if he plays decent, fine. You didn't fulfill a major need position. You didn't get help on defense. You didn't get help at corner. You didn't get help at pass rusher. You lost DJ Reader. You didn't get a first-round pick. You tell me how I'm supposed to love this pick. This is as moronic. It's the worst football trade in Houston history and may go down as one of the worst trades, period. Bill O'Brien had trouble gaining respect from his fans. The teammates, how do you look at your team in the face and say, we got better? They didn't. Major mistake. And DeAndre, well, he loves it here. Shouldn't be that pissed. He's going to go catch 125 balls with Kyler Murray and what Cliff Kingsbury's doing. So I don't know how you did this. I don't know how. It's one of those trades you scratch your head and say, it's got to be deeper than this. And of course it is. He doesn't like him very much. DeAndre's taken the high road on Twitter. But it's a bad. He is the most despised man maybe in town right now, unfortunately for Bill. And I always like to keep it to the field or inside the sports building, not his personal life. But this is a moronic, horrible trade. They got worse with this trade.
No question. Sean Salisbury is our guest. Sean, dude, how strange is it going to be to see Tom in a Buccaneers uniform? That's just
very
weird. That's just weird.
Very, yeah, it is, man. It's one of those you say, gosh, I'm trying to visualize it. Tom can't leave the Patriots.
Right.
Can he? Well, he did. And you know what, guys? We try to get so deep into why. Well, coaches' speeches, and I'm including, maybe not Belichick's, but I'm sure does. Bill's always done a good job of just when you're about to lose your edge or your best playing ability, he gives you the Seymour or Ty Law or Laura Malloy. They end up somewhere else. I don't know if Tom's maybe a step back, but Tom's still under that offense with those weapons. He's going to put up huge numbers. I'm just telling you. He's going to put up numbers. But, maybe Tom – guys, could it be as simple as, okay, we love you, but we're not overly in love with you? And Tom saying, listen, I grind so hard. Bill grinds so hard. It's from the time, from the off season to the fall, you know what you're in for. Bruce likes to grind, but it's a different grind, kind of a cooler, kind of a cooler new age grind, right? Even though he's been around forever. Tom Moore's been old school forever. Coach Peyton Manning, Coach Terry Bradshaw, he's on the staff. You know what? Maybe after 19, 20 years of it, Tom Brady's just thought, I'd like to grind, but I'd like to do it with a little less grind. You guys get my point where
Sure. Maybe
it's Tampa. I just want to, that the final two or three years, I want to cut it loose, maybe have a chance to challenge in the South, and who knows what will happen. But the grind, and it could wear on you. Coaches' speeches wear on you. That's why Tower or everybody seems to move on. The Belichicks are the aberration of staying with the same franchise. And then there's sometimes going to change. LeBron, you guys, you leave. You say, well, and then you look at the Joe Montana. Well, Montana played somewhere else. Well, you can't do that. Or a famous Yankee, you can't go play somewhere else. The Derek Jeters and Tom Brady's who spend their time, or the Elways, don't happen very often. And it's hard for us to accept, but the truth is sometimes change is good for both. And now we're going to find out. They both got egos and they're both great. Just this year, who needs each other more? Can Bill sacrifice? Can he hang around longer and keep his team competitive with some new quarterback? And can Tom take an offense, improve them, and get them challenging the Saints in the South? I think it's going to be a great storyline all year. I think Tom wanted a more relaxed atmosphere for a guy that's grinded his ass off for 20 years.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Sean, speaking of quarterbacks, so you look at it now. All right, New England needs a quarterback. The Chargers, I think, need a quarterback, although they claim they're going with Tyrod Taylor. We'll see. You could argue Jacksonville does. I don't know about Minshew. And Miami certainly does, although we think that they could very well draft one. We know Burrow's going to Cincinnati. We assume, like I said, Miami. But you got Jameis available. You got Cam Newton available. You got Jacoby Brissett available. You got Andy Dalton available. Probably two of those guys will not be starters this year, which is a little surprising. Where do you think the rest of these guys kind of end up?
Right, and are we sure Jacoby Brissett's leaving yet? Has he been cut?
I'm just assuming. But yeah, with Philip Rivers there, he might stick. You're right. Yeah, he's old.
You never know. Maybe yeah. Rivers is hurt for two games and Brissett's
sure.
on. You know, covers. You never know. But yeah. You're right. But I know what you were saying. I know exactly what you meant. You know what? There's going to be a couple guys that are used to being guaranteed starters that are going to have to fight for their gig. And you're right. Where's Bill go? Is it Andy Dalton? And then you say, I'm going to tell you guys to keep an eye on Stidham, though. He can play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill may need a veteran, but he may not be ready yet, but he's big, strong, and he can rip it. And I think he's picked up well. So keep an eye on that. But I could see a guy like Andy Dalton there. Jameis Winston, you say Tyrod Taylor, the Chargers. Maybe you say, well, let's let Winston and Tyrod competed with
sure.
starters or first rounders. Winston, come and sign him to a one-year contract. See if he can cut down on picks. Maybe they're not prepared to draft. You know, we've heard all along they're going to draft first-round picks. Maybe they don't love Herbert like people thought.
Right.
Maybe they want an offensive lineman there at six. Who the hell knows? And then, so, you know, I start to look around. Chicago obviously answered that question. You get, is Minshew the answer? They like his ability. They like his smarts and the rest of it. But you're saying, okay, would they jump into the fray and say, well, let's go after Cam Newton? Or would Winston be good for them? I mean, you're right. But I can tell you, with all these guys that are still available and with some of these draft picks coming, there's going to be guys that are used to big money and starting. They're going to show up in camp and have something to prove.
Yeah.
And you just named a bunch of them. So as far as these teams go, Tyrod Taylor can hold down the Chargers if they draft a guy. He's a good player. But the question is a 5,000-yard passer going to be looking for work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Winston? It's really weird. And then, you know, the Mariotas of the world, every that have gone out and done this, there's teams that need him. I think the Bears feel like they got a guy who can win for them and Nick Foles. So somebody, and then depth matters. There's going to be a game or two you're going to need one of these guys. The question is, at how much? What's the price you're going to have to pay? And what does Cam have health left in the tank? There's a lot of unanswered questions. Hence why the market for a few of them is moving slower than they expected.
Sean, if you're Jameis and you can't get a definite starting gig, let's say you can go to Jacksonville and compete with Minshew or compete with a rookie with the Chargers, would you do that? Or would you consider going to Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger could retire at any time, or to New Orleans, because how much longer is Drew Brees going to play? What would be your preference?
Well, and that's a good point. And then the question is, like, for Sean Payton, are you like, okay, I like Jameis' ability to push the ball down the field, but does he fit my, like, for instance, well, you look at Joe Brady in Carolina, you think, well, Cam's a stud, but we're going to go get Teddy because he kind of knows what we did in New Orleans. It's more accurate. Can you go there? And it's a pretty good insurance policy, because I still don't know if Taysom Hill can win you six games as a starter. Something happens to Drew. He knows the division. Yeah, you know what? I'm one of those that if I have to go, put it this way, I'm not going to go to a team that there's a 25-year-old starter there and he may get another contract and be there, the Dallas Cowboys, for 5 years and sign a one-year deal. But I do the aging veteran, where you get a chance to say, okay, when he leaves, if I can prove to him that I'm learning how to protect the football, or that's me, that I can prove to them that I can win for them and that I've changed in my game, yeah, I could see him going to a team like that that's a contender, where he doesn't get the money he wants but realizes, like if Teddy would have stayed in New Orleans, 2 years from now, I may be the guy, a year from now. But there's some questions. And remember what always comes into play, guys, Dalton, Winston, Cam Newton. Right now, do you think any of those guys believes they're a backup quarterback?
No.
Be on a 1 year? That's what you're going to face, too, is you ego and price yourself out and think that maybe your value, and maybe it is higher. But then you start to look at the draft picks and start to look at the teams and you say, well, the Packers aren't interested in you, brother. They got a quarterback. Cleveland's got their quarterback. Or do you go and be a backup? You know, you start to look around and answer these questions, and it's like, you know how we play where you, like, what's that game where the musical chairs? There's going to be somebody left standing. It's like, what am I going to do? I got to scramble. Am I going to be a Raider backup? And I'll tell you an interesting team, guys. What about the Denver Broncos?
Yeah,
are we sure
true.
They love Flacco? Drew Lock ready?
Yeah.
Is a guy like Dalton or John loves Big Smith? Would Cam Newton? I don't know if that's a John type of guy, but would Winston for a year hold down till Lock, and then you get rid of Flacco? I don't know, but there may be a sneaky team or two that jump into this thing where you say, I didn't think they were going after a quarterback. You never know.
It's a good point. That Broncos job could be available as well. You're right. Sean,
yep.
Great stuff. Stay safe. All the best to you and your family. We'll talk to you again soon.
Love you guys in Cleveland. You be safe, too. We'll do it again next week.
Right,
I appreciate you as always.
Thanks, Sean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.